leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. Georgia's first day of early voting, shattering records, more than 300,000 people casting their ballots. This voter in Gwinnett County urging even more folks to come to the polls.
I'm encouraging everybody to come out and really vote. It is important for us all to vote.
A judge has blocked a new rule that requires Georgia Election Day ballots to be counted by hand after the close of voting, writing the so-called hand count rule is too much, too late. At the Economic Club of Chicago, former President Trump saying his proposed tariffs will boost U.S. manufacturing jobs. The Nonpartisan Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget estimates Trump's proposals would add an extra $7.5 trillion to the national debt, compared to $3.5 trillion from Harris's plan. The Biden administration has warned Israel that it risks losing access to U.S. weapons funding if it does not increase the flow of humanitarian aid into Gaza within the next 30 days. This is ABC News. Time's running out for supporters of a man facing execution tomorrow in Texas. Robert Robertson was convicted of murder by shaken baby syndrome and the death of his two-year-old. That diagnosis now widely discredited. And even the lead investigator on the case, Brian Wharton, is calling for clemency. ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
At least 86 Texas lawmakers from both political parties have spoken out in support of Robertson's clemency request. And the lead detective on the case is also pushing for Robertson's release.
I'll be forever haunted by my participation in his prosecution, his arrest and prosecution. He is an innocent man.
The Texas Board of Pardons and Paroles could recommend clemency for Robertson today, but it would be up to the governor, Greg Abbott, to decide.
Record fine for an airline. Lufthansa agreeing to pay $4 million after being accused of discrimination against Jewish passengers flying from New York to Germany. Half of that money paid to the passengers. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Ballots can't be processed before Election Day in Wisconsin. Voter advocates say that this could make Wisconsin vulnerable to lies and conspiracy theories about the results.
Due to that policy or lack thereof in Wisconsin, I think we'll potentially see some delays in the counting of mail ballots and therefore delays in unofficial results in the state this year.
Brian Hinkle is with the Movement Advancement Project. A bill to legalize early ballot processing died for lack of action in the state Senate this year. Thousands of chickens in western Wisconsin have been left homeless after the company Pure Prairie Poultry abandoned its Wisconsin farms. There are still 30,000 chickens who used to belong to the company's flocks being given away by volunteers with Pips and Chicks. Local farms giving away chickens can be found on the Pips and Chicks Facebook page. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Saturday at 12 p.m., it's arm wrestling in the Northwoods. Hosted at Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, there's going to be arm wrestling for every ability, all ages, kids, women's, amateur, and open men's classes. Kids will be divided by age and weight. The entry fee is $5, and there will be awards to first through third place. The amateur right and left-hand classes will have an entry fee of $10, with awards to first through third places. Ladies right and left will have an entry fee of $10 with cash and awards to first through third places. Men's open right and left will have an entry fee of $20 with cash and awards to first and third places. And there will be super matches at 1 p.m., then kids to completion and awards, then amateur and ladies to completion and awards, then open to completion and awards. Once again, this is Saturday at 12 p.m. at Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden for arm wrestling in the Northwoods. I'm Austin Beret, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Packers have a new kicker. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers have signed a new place kicker. He's 33-year-old Brandon McManus, who was with the Denver Broncos for 8 seasons. In 2023, McManus was accused of sexual assault by 2 flight attendants during a Jaguars team flight to London. The NFL investigated and cleared McManus of any charges. The Packers releasing their rookie kicker, Braden Narveson, who led the league in missed field goals with 5 in 6 games. College football. The Badgers head to Evanston to face the Northwestern Wildcats. Now, last November, Northwestern beat Wisconsin 24-10. This week's game to be played at a temporary stadium while Ryan Field is being rebuilt. Luke Fickell.
Whatever they ask us to play or tell us to play, we'll play. If it's a parking lot, we'll play in the parking lot. I don't think we got a whole lot to say after, you know, how we performed and how we played last year. So I could care less where we're playing at. And anytime you go on the road in the Big Ten, you're going to have to handle some things, whether it's, you know, a new stadium, whether it's the wind, whether it's a locker room. It is what it is.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. Mostly sunny today, becoming a little breezy by late this afternoon. Our high today, 57. The wind southwest, 5 to 15 this morning, gusting to 25 by mid to late afternoon. Tonight, clear and breezy, 35. Tomorrow, sunny, windy, high of 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 23. 98 Q Country.
Maybe all I got's this beat-up leather bag. And everything I own don't fill up half. But don't you worry about the way I pack. All I care about is getting back real soon. A goodbye kiss is all I need from you. 'Cause I'm carrying your love with me. West Virginia down to Tennessee. I'll be moving when the good Lord speak. Carrying your love with me. It's my strength for holding on. Every minute that I have to be gone, I'll have everything I'll ever need. I'm carrying your love. On a lonely highway, stuck out in the rain. Darling, all I have to do is speak your name. The clouds roll back and the waters part. The sun starts shining in my heart for you. You're right there and everything I do. I'm carrying your love with me. West Virginia down to Tennessee. I'll be moving with a good Lord's speed. Carrying your love with me. It's my strength for holding on. Every minute that I have to be gone, I'll have everything I'll ever need. With a good Lord's speed, carrying your love with me.
was gonna love you till I was dead. Made you wait till our wedding night. That's the first and the last time I'll wear white. So if the ties are bound, ever do come loose, tie them in a knot like a hangman's noose. Cause I'll go to heaven or I'll go to hell before I'll see you with someone else. Put me in the ground, put me 6 foot down.
Breakfast a real high spot in your day.
I just love that country music.
I do love country music.
I love country music.
98 Q Country.
Suntan told. Tickling the sand, cold drink chilling in my right hand. Watching you sleep in the evening light, resting up for a long, long night. 'Cause when the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling alright. When the sun sinks down over the water, everything gets hotter when the sun goes down, yeah.
All day long just taking it easy, laying in a hammock where it's nice and breezy, and sleeping off the night before. 'Cause when the sun goes down, we'll be back for more.
When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we'll be feeling alright.
When the sun sinks down over the water, everything gets hotter when the sun goes down.
Thank you.
old guitar and my dark sunglasses.
This sweet concoction is smooth as molasses.
Nothing to do but breathe all day until the big moon rises and it's time to play. When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling all right.
When the sun sinks down, over the water,
everything gets hotter. When the sun goes down,
when the sun
goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling all right.
When the sun sinks down, over the water,
everything gets hotter. When the sun goes down.
Don't come down with the sun. I won't hate myself when the morning comes. No thoughts of your body running through my head. No bottle of bourbon beside the bed. It wasn't no thing to give you up. Never reached for you in another touch. I don't ever think about you within. And girl, tonight I won't call again and again. Ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. And hard heartbreaks are hard to breathe, so I just did the same. Ooh, lies, lies, lies. Yeah, baby, I can try, try, try to act like I don't give a damn, but I do. Bet you're missing me bad as I miss you. Snowballs to a phone call sounded something stupid, baby, 'cause the truth is the 90 proof is telling me lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, lies, lies. Girl, I'm on a downhill dive. Habits and hard heartbreaks are hard to breathe, so I just tell the same old lies, lies, lying to myself. Why in the hell do I keep saying I can get you back? That's about as honest as saying that I don't come down with the sun. I won't hate myself when the morning comes. Them ain't nothing. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, lies, lies. Girl, I'm on a downhill dive. Habits and hard heartbreaks are hard to breathe, so I just tell the same old lies, lies, lies. Lies, lies, lies.
Country music.
We are Lady A.
Hey y'all, this is Walker Hayes.
My Country.
98Q Country.
All night long.
solve a problem. Well, it's almost dawn. Ain't no time for sleeping if our love is wearing thin. 'Cause I ain't giving up, you ain't giving in. No matter, love starts slipping away. 'Cause the life we've been living gets harder every day. Don't let love start slipping away. Wounded love walks a real thin line. Open up your heart, maybe we can work it out. You got the kind of love that people dream about. Don't let our love start slipping away. 'Cause the life we've been living, it's harder.
That was Vince Gill here on 98Q Country. Good sleeping morning, Northwoods of Wisconsin, and to everybody listening free through the Civic Media app. Greg Gunderson in for Joel this morning. I'll be hanging out with you all the way until 10 a.m. through Reality Radio. We've got a busy day scheduled today. I've got a couple unconfirmed guests, but I know generally even with the ones that are confirmed, it'll be a busy enough day. One thing I know for sure, let me just see. Looks like about 9:30 a.m. we'll be talking about Richard Pulcher, talking to Mr. Pulcher. He is a candidate for the 68th District. Who else do I have for sure? It looks like I should be hearing from Susie Daniels earlier in the morning around after 8 o'clock, talking about Sharps disposal in Price County, something that frankly happens a lot more than I think a lot of us really realize. There's a lot of Sharps moving through any given community at any given time, and I think a little bit of awareness on that would actually be incredibly useful, because most of the people who have to handle those types of things, there's not really good infrastructure in place. And in fact, there's a lot of times people are bending laws just to help people out without saying anything. There's nothing incriminating about it. But just like, I mean, even the act of disposing of some of these things can tread on dangerous legal territory. And that's just an obstacle that's a little tough for people to deal with when they're just trying to help. I mean, they're not even engaging in the use of these items. So I'm not sure if Susie will be going into depth about that. I just know that I've learned a lot over the last year or so about Sharps in the Northwoods community. And Susie Daniels will be here to shed a little bit of light onto that. But in general, we'll be hanging out today. Every time it's me instead of Joel, you can bet it's just, okay, he's not going to get a lot done, because that's kind of who I am as a person. And it does make it a mystery that they hired me around here. All kidding aside, we are going to take it nice and easy today. I'll probably be pretty chill. hear from me two or three times in any given hour until reality radio starts, and then we'll dive headfirst into interviews. Like I said, I've got a few unconfirmed guests, but I believe we'll be hearing from Susie Daniels. I know we'll have Mr. Pulcher on sometime after the 9 o'clock mark. I believe we'll be hearing from Courtney of the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce. I think also, I see Big G's name on here, and I know he's going to be in the house, so expect to hear from Big G this morning on the morning show. Otherwise, just like always, twice an hour we'll have news and sports updates. I've got one coming up here in not too long. A word from our local sponsors, checks of the weather. See, that's the whole thing, is that I'll be here for you 4 hours this morning, and then 5 hours this afternoon. I'm still going to be the afternoon guy today. So if you wonder why I'm low energy, it's because I'm conserving it. And if you wonder why I'm low energy later in the afternoon, it's because I didn't conserve enough of it. Also, fair warning. There's been, in the last 3 or 4 months, a lot of small tweaks to how processes happen here at 98Q Country as we make updates to things that we've been doing since Methuselah was young. That means I'm not 100% up on every fine tune. So if you hear something that sounds like that was meant for yesterday, that's my fault. Blame the gray dude. That is 100% my fault. I'm working with Joel behind the scenes, but it is 6:30 in the morning, and while he's normally up this early, I am not too eager to beg him to come in and help me fix the fishing report. So if I am one day off on the outdoor report, I will make it up to you, because I'm sure by the afternoon I will be able to run that as intended. While I'm here with you, I should let you know, for you early risers and those of you who want a bit of an early crack at qualifying for the Backyard Barbecue Text to Qualify contest today, the word for today, all day long, so text this in and you're done for the day on your attempt to qualify, it's tires, T-I-R-E-S, tires. Pull out that cell phone, open the Civic Media app, find 98Q Country in the list, hit the text button, and send in the word tires. 5 people being qualified each day for the rest of the week here. And you must be qualify to be present. Everybody who's present on October 30th at the Lanes will be getting something, but only one person will be winning a brand new grill. By the way, for those who don't win the grill, you'll be more than happy with what you end up with. I assure you, we've been doing a lot of work getting everything set up for that. Happening October 30th. Shout outs to the Lanes for both sponsoring it and hosting the event. Other sponsors include Odeer Nutrition, D&D Tire and Auto Center, Chuck's Little Station, and Warga Auto and Truck Sales. Let's dive into that twice an hour news and sports update brought to you by the whole team over at Civic Media. We will hear the Kurtz Island Fishing Report, too, brought to you every day, Wednesday through Sunday. I see a couple texts coming in. Awesome. Thank you so much for taking advantage. Get the word tires in by the end of day. And stay tuned to 98Q Country. I'll check in with you again in a little bit. But first, sports, news, weather, 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. Georgia's first day of early voting, shattering records, more than 300,000 people casting their ballots. This voter in Gwinnett County urging even more folks to come to the polls.
I'm encouraging everybody to come out and really vote. It is important for us all to vote.
A judge has blocked a new rule that requires Georgia Election Day ballots to be counted by hand after the close of voting, writing the so-called hand count rule is too much, too late. At the Economic Club of Chicago, former President Trump saying his proposed tariffs will boost U.S. manufacturing jobs. The Nonpartisan Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget estimates Trump's proposals would add an extra $7.5 trillion to the national debt, compared to $3.5 trillion from Harris's plan. The Biden administration has warned Israel that it risks losing access to U.S. weapons funding if it does not increase the flow of humanitarian aid into Gaza within the next 30 days. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Ballots can't be processed before Election Day in Wisconsin. Voter advocates say that this could make Wisconsin vulnerable to lies and conspiracy theories about the results.
Due to that policy or lack thereof in Wisconsin, I think we'll potentially see some delays in the counting of mail ballots and therefore delays in unofficial results in the state this year.
Brian Hinkle is with the Movement Advancement Project. A bill to legalize early ballot processing died for lack of action in the state Senate this year. Thousands of chickens in western Wisconsin have been left homeless after the company Pure Prairie Poultry abandoned its Wisconsin farms. There are still 30,000 chickens who used to belong to the company's flocks being given away by volunteers with Pips and Chicks. Local farms giving away chickens can be found on the Pips and Chicks Facebook page. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Mrs. K at the Park Falls Public Library is requesting old jewelry and Christmas-themed decorations for the sweater decorating program held in November. The library is requesting that you drop items off at Mrs. K's desk in the children's area downstairs. They thank you in advance for helping them out. Saturday, October 19th at 3 p.m. over in Prentice Park in Prentice, it's Ashland Parks and Recreation's Boo Bash. They are inviting you for a night of wicked and spooky fun at Prentice Park. The rain location is Breading Community Center. Again, the location is at Prentice Park, but if it happens to be raining, the location will be Breading Community Center. So please plan accordingly. I'm Austin Bray, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Packers have a new kicker. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers have signed a new place kicker. He's 33-year-old Brandon McManus, who was with the Denver Broncos for 8 seasons. In 2023, McManus was accused of sexual assault by 2 flight attendants during a Jaguars team flight to London. The NFL investigated and cleared McManus of any charges. The Packers releasing their rookie kicker, Braden Narveson, who led the league in missed field goals with 5 in 6 games. College football. The Badgers head to Evanston to face the Northwestern Wildcats. Now, last November, Northwestern beat Wisconsin 24-10. This week's game to be played at a temporary stadium while Ryan Field is being rebuilt. Luke Fickell.
Whatever they ask us to play or tell us to play, we'll play. If it's a parking lot, we'll play in the parking lot. I don't think we got a whole lot to say after, you know, how we performed and how we played last year. So I could care less where we're playing at. And anytime you go on the road in the Big Ten, you're going to have to handle some things, whether it's, you know, a new stadium, whether it's the wind, whether it's a locker room. It is what it is.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Hi, I'm Nate with your Kurtz Island Sports Shop Fishing Report. Well, it's mid-October and a fast change in water temps as lakes react to the 30-degree lows and highs in the upper 40s. Surface temp reports from low of 50 degrees to high of 58. We never got much of a shot at the wonderful mid-60s. Have anglers on alert for turnover, which is usually at 55 to 57 degrees on their favorite lakes. Look for murky water, debris from the bottom of the lake, not fresh dead tree leaves or algae that's floating or suspended. If you see that, pick up and go somewhere else. There's lots of lakes to choose from in the Lakeland area, and lakes don't all turn at the same time. We're only going to do reports on species that are still being fished at this time. The windy weekend and rain kept many anglers off the water. Musky fishing has been good to fair. Not the great weekend we normally expect for mid-October. Maybe the water temps, but fish are scattered. Anglers are still finding fish weed-related, either just in or just off. Other reports have anglers picking up fish off of rock humps on deep-diving crankbaits. Surprisingly, the sucker bite has not been as strong as expected, but twitch baits, jerks, and gliders have been accounting for boated fish. The top fish reported at the shop was a 48.5 guided by Jake Smith on Thursday, October 10th. Crappie fishing has been good to fair. The action's cranking up before the wind made tough to fish. Good action and size have been reported, like 10 to 13 inches on medium fatheads or light hair jigs fished under slip floats over submerged wood or along coontail edges of 12 to 14 feet. We'll update reports online later for largemouth perch and bluegill if we get any, but as the season progresses, the ones reported on are the most targeted species. We have an uptick in temps forecast for the coming weekend with highs forecasted into the mid to upper 60s with lows in the 40s. Colors have peaked, things are beautiful in the North Woods. Take advantage if you can before things cool the following week. This is Nate with your Kurtz Island Sports Shop Fishing Report. Good luck out there.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurtz Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their Primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurtz Pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurtz Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
This is the story of the one. As a facility technician installing a new welding station, he knows getting the ventilation right is critical for safety. That's why when questions arise, there's Grainger. Grainger offers detailed technical product information online at his fingertips, so it's easy to find what he needs. Because when it comes to safety, having answers means he and his people can breathe a little easier. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, I'm Kamiko, the founder of Miko's Hot Chicken. When we started our family restaurant, we were also raising a family. But let me tell you, it wasn't easy. Our Chase Inc. card was there to reward us on all of our business needs. Now we have a thriving location, and we're hungry for more.
With the Chase Inc. Business Unlimited card, you can earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owners compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, and member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
When you're hiring, ZipRecruiter's technology makes finding qualified candidates for your job easy. What if the rest of the world was as easy as ZipRecruiter? Math problems wouldn't be so problematic.
K equals 42.
And summiting Everest would be a walk in the park. In the meantime, if you want to make your hiring easier, use ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly sunny today, becoming a little breezy by late this afternoon. Our high today, 57. The wind southwest, 5 to 15 this morning, gusting to 25 by mid to late afternoon. Tonight, clear and breezy, 35. Tomorrow, sunny, windy, high of 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 23.
And that is just not fair. I woke up this morning and my phone told me that it was 40-something degrees outside. And then I took a peek outside, saw the amount of frost that was occurring and thought, that can't be right. So I went back and did that thing where you pull down on the phone screen to make it update. And it showed much more depressing info once I actually got it to show what was happening here. I'm going to bring you a little bit of country music. We'll check in about 10 minutes here on 98Q Country. Gray in for Joel today. I'll be with you all the way through 10 o'clock. We'll do some reality radio stuff after 8. We're going to be talking about Braden Narveson soon. He'll be released. The Packers are signing Brandon McManus, and this is not better. We'll talk about why. But first, on 98Q Country, here's Yeah from Joe Nichols.
Another night in a hayfield, till she climbed down off of them four wheels. Yeah, yeah. As soon as that sundress hit the headlights, every tailgate way out there was like, yeah, yeah. She started walking over to me like she already knew me. She sat down right beside me if I was here alone, and I said, yeah, yeah, like I was nodding right along to a song on the radio, yeah, yeah, girl, how could I say no, whatever you're drinking, that's what I'm drinking, girl, you're calling the shots tonight, whatever you're thinking, that's what I'm thinking, tell me what you got in mind, so I can say, yeah, yeah. And I tried it, a little fruity, but she asked if I liked it. So I said, yeah, 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 yeah. Then she played me some band on her iPod. Kinda hit me, kinda hippie, and I thought, no. But I said, yeah, yeah, yeah. She said, you wanna take a walk to the river, maybe cool off. She said, I know a good spot. And then she took my hand, and I said, yeah, yeah. Like I was nodding right along to a song on the radio, yeah, yeah. Girl, how could I say no? Whatever you're drinking, that's what I'm drinking. Girl, you're calling the shots tonight. Whatever you're thinking, that's what I'm thinking. Tell me what you got in mind, so I can say, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. was like, yeah, yeah. Like I was nodding right along to a song on the radio, yeah, yeah. Girl, if you say so, whatever you're drinking, that's what I'm drinking. Girl, you're calling the shots tonight. Whatever you're thinking, that's what I'm thinking. Tell me what you got in mind so I can say, yeah, yeah.
It's a great day to be alive.
Rise and shine.
98Q Country.
Sticking to my shoes. Now I look out my front porch at this panoramic view. I can sit and watch the fields fill up with rays of golden sun, or watch the moon lay on the fences like that's where it was hung. My blessings aren't in front of me. It's not about the land. I'll never beat the view from my front porch looking in. There's a carrot top that can barely walk with a sippy cup of milk. A little blue-eyed blonde with shoes on wrong, cause she likes to dress herself. And the most beautiful girl holding both of them. Yeah, the view I love the most is my front porch looking in. Yeah. I've traveled here and everywhere following my job. I've seen the paintings from the air brushed by the hand of God. The mountains and the canyons reach from sea to shining sea. But I can't wait to get back home to the one he made for me. Cause anywhere I'll ever go and everywhere I've been, nothing takes my breath away like my front porch looking in. There's a carrot top that can barely walk with a sippy cup of milk. A little blue-eyed blonde with shoes on wrong, cause she likes to dress herself. And the most beautiful girl holding both of them. Yeah, the view I love the most is my front porch looking in. A little blue-eyed blonde with shoes on wrong, cause she likes to dress herself. And the most beautiful girl holding both of them. Yeah, the view I love the most. Oh, the view I love the most is my front porch looking in.
Country. Country. Find you a girl on a Friday night, dancing in the back of a bar. A Sunday morning, hands up high, singing front row in the choir. Find you a girl through a friend of a friend, and she could show up right out of the blue. It don't matter where you find her, just as long as you find you a girl that leaves you speechless. Gets wild on the town but still loves Jesus. One that's worth the wait even when she ain't on time. Find you a girl that loves her daddy. Talking about babies makes her happy. Yeah, take it from me, that's the kind you need to find. You just can't have mine. Find you a girl that likes to do all the things you love to do. And even on your worst day, she still thinks you hung the moon. Find you a girl that's like fine wine that just gets better with age. Boy, you'll have it made. If you find you a girl that leaves you speechless, gets wild on the town but still loves Jesus. One that's worth the wait even when she ain't on time. Find you a girl that loves her daddy. And talking about babies makes her happy. Yeah, take it from me, that's the kind you need to find. You just can't have mine. Thank God she loves me. God knows I got so lucky. If you want. You a girl that leaves you speechless. It's wild on the town but still loves Jesus. One that's worth the wait even when she ain't on time. Find you a girl that loves her daddy. And talking about babies makes her happy. Yeah, take it from me, that's the kind you need to find. You just can't have mine. Can't have mine.
I used to come home late, not a minute too soon. Barking like a dog, howling at the moon. You'd be mad as a nowhere hand. Up all night, wondering where I'd been. I'd fall down and say, come help me, honey. You laughed out loud, I guess you thought it was funny. But I sobered up, I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. Now I'm painting a house and I'm mending the fence. I guess I've gone and lost all my good sense. Too much work, it's hard for your health. I could have died drinking, now I'm killing myself. And I'm feeding the dog, sacking the trash. It's honey do this, honey do that. I sobered up and I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. And I'm mowing the grass. And you made me a list. And I'm busting my wheel. All broke down, tail's been dragging. It's a rough old life up here on the wagon. I'm feeding the dog, sacking the trash. It's honey do this, honey do that. I sobered up and I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. Yeah, I sobered up, now I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking.
All right, that one from Toby Keith here on 98Q Country. Good morning, 98Q Country listening audience. That 22 degrees that I saw, at least as reported by the National Weather Service, it's updated. Don't worry, it's changed. It's Well, I was going to say it's improving, but that would be a lie. It now shows 21, so I'm not sure how, but it apparently has gotten colder yet this morning. Hopefully you're not accidentally hibernating as I almost was. I realized that my joints were creaking as I got out of bed, and I thought, holy cow, what the heck? I realized I still had the fan, the AC unit rolling through last night, and a little extra cold in there was not, it's not what I'm built for exactly. Just taking a look at the news this morning. Coca-Cola recalled 13,000 12-packs of Minute Maid Zero Sugar because they were full sugar. Come on. You got one job. You divide the building up in half. There's the sugar side. There's the non-sugar side. You put a line of masking tape down the middle of the floor. Clearly hiring me is what they failed to do to prevent this issue. What else do we have going on here? Early voting in Georgia yesterday. Record turnout of over 250,000 voters. Yeah, a lot of contradictory info floating around from official sources on whether any given group of supporters would, if you vote for this person, you better vote early. If you vote for that person, you better not vote early. Well, it's kind of weird because about 3 months ago, everybody started shifting to vote early. Like everybody, it's bad when every politician agrees, you better vote early. I don't know why it's bad, but it always scares me when they just suddenly start agreeing. What else do we have here? German airline Lufthansa fined $4 million by the U.S. Department of Transportation for discriminating against a group of Jewish passengers in 2022, the largest penalty ever issued by the DOT against an airline for a civil rights violation. Not to diminish the seriousness of that topic, but that feels like an NFL statistic right there. It's like if we filter this through three different lenses, it becomes a record. I'm guessing that the DOT has probably issued larger fines to other institutions that weren't airlines, or maybe has hit airlines, but for non-civil rights violation. I didn't know the Department of Transportation had any sort of, jurisdiction might be the word over a civil rights violation. But hey, That's the kind of thing you learn on a given day. The thing that's kind of sticking in my craw, you might be able to hear that, is Gray sounds a little grumpy right now. Gray is a little grumpy. The Packers are releasing kicker Braden Narveson, and I'm kind of ambivalent on that one. I spent a few minutes yesterday talking about how I think it is the right move to keep him because we were expecting too much improvement too fast, especially because in the last two games, he's only missed one kick after being the missingest kicker in the league so far this year. Now, part of that was doing a dive into what kickers are available, who's on the practice squads of other teams. And when I looked, there were like three guys who looked like they might eventually someday fit on an NFL roster. There were no free agents out there who looked really good. The best free agent kicker when I was looking was 35 years old, Randy Bullock, and has spent a couple years looking like he might be ready to hang him up. Well, the kicker that we're signing, Brandon McManus, most notably from the Broncos, he was part of their Super Bowl 50 team, appears to be the selection by the Packers for replacing Braden Narveson. And I thought, Brandon McManus, I know that name. How did I not spot him in the list of free agents? It's because he was on the public enemy list. Brandon McManus released from the Commanders in June due to sexual assault allegations that stemmed from his time in the Jaguars the year prior. So nobody was touching him with a 10-foot pole, and that's why he didn't even show up in the list of potential replacements when I was looking at him. And you know, the funny thing is, nothing's really actually that funny about this, but the sort of weird thing is, all three people that I thought might be reasonable replacements for Narveson are currently on rosters, most recently Matthew Wright subbing in for Jake Moody on the 49ers. And I would take any of them. Bring Narveson back. Keep him there. We don't need a Brandon McManus on this team, I don't think. That's my own judgment, and of course it is heavily biased, but I stand by that bias, and I think it's for good reasons. We'll talk more sports probably a couple times an hour. We've got top of the hour news coming at 7 here on 98Q Country, as well as the Wolf Farms Packer Report. Every day, 7, noon, and 5. How do you spell perfect pork? I spell it WULFFARMS. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook. They've got a lot of awesome things, delicious things, tasty, smoky things in the works. Check out Wolf Farms on Facebook. Perfect pork in the Northwoods. Coming up next, we got Focus on the Family. A word from local sponsors. I'll check in with you again a little bit after 7 here on 98Q Country.
98Q Country.
I doubt ballet will ever rank up there with football, baseball, or golf as a must-see viewing for guys. But ballet can teach us how we ought to treat our wives in a way that even us weekend warriors can understand. A friend of mine once told me about a famous Russian choreographer who said, "The ballet is woman." What he meant is the beauty of the dance is primarily captured by a woman's grace, her strength, and her expression of beauty through the language of movement. The male ballet dancer's primary role is to showcase his female partner. When he lifts her and twirls her, she should glow in the spotlight and wow the audience. When he uses his strength to support her through her most difficult steps, he helps her achieve more from her performance than she could ever do on her own. Then, while the audience rewards her with a thunderous standing ovation, the male dancer steps back into the shadows while she is celebrated and adored. What if husbands adopted that same attitude toward their wives? What if men asked themselves, "How can I showcase my wife and honor her? How can I support her so that other people see the beautiful woman that I see? How can I bring out the best in her?" And don't just love your wife, cherish her. I agree wholeheartedly with the dancer who said, "My job is to make the beautiful yet more beautiful." And I think that's the job of every husband as well. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
"Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone."
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Tony and Line Express Station, Highway 70 between Fifield and Monaco is your one-stop shop. Open 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. For anglers, grab live bait, tackle, and a St. Croix rod. Campers, they've got firewood and propane. Hunters, get your DNR licenses here. Check out large liquor selection, including wine. Explore up north apparel. Stock up on groceries, snacks, premium fuel, diesel, and lottery tickets. Plus, enjoy 10% off all Stearns life jackets for the whole family. They also have an ATM, deer corn, and apples are coming soon. Tony and Line Station, Highway 70 West, Monaco, Wisconsin.
When you buy a new house, you might say,
"Shut the front door."
Winning.
No, seriously, shut the front door. We own this house now.
But you actually need to say,
"Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there."
That's right. The local State Farm agent is there to help you choose the coverage you need.
Welcome to my crib. No one says that anymore, but I don't care.
So just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Georgia voters breaking records. 30,000 people turned out on the first day of early voting. That's more than double the number in 2020. Former President Trump asked some tough questions about his proposed tariffs Tuesday during a conversation moderated by Bloomberg's editor-in-chief John Mickelway.
The former president out on the campaign trail, he promises widespread tariffs on all imported goods. Economists have warned that that's not going to be good for the economy, that it's actually going